We've got Mayor Chris Spearman in for the Mayor's Minute.
Good morning, Jordan.
Thanks so much for coming. I know we've got a couple of listener questions that we'll get to in a little bit, but first of all, I'm seeing a lot on social media, a lot of talk about strategic plan. Can you fill us in for maybe the people that aren't aware as to what's going on?
Yep. City Council has completed their strategic planning process for the 2017 to 2021 term. And we introduced and approved the strategic plan yesterday, which really focuses on fiscal stewardship, responsible leadership, and making sure that we provide a safe and welcoming community.
Now, if people want to see that strategic plan, do you guys have it posted online anywhere? Can people go take a look?
It is online, and certainly if you go to the city website, it'll be one of the highlights today.
Now, one of the other highlights that I'm seeing on social media is the word cannabis popping up a lot. I know that's something else you guys have been talking about.
We held our public forum on cannabis last night. We allowed people to come forward and ask questions, how it might roll out. People are asking for specifics and timelines, and we emphasize that this isn't a debate about whether we should or should not have cannabis. The federal government has already made that decision. So cannabis will be legal sometime later this year. We think it'll be after September the 1st. City Council begins its process on June the 11th, where we'll bring forward zoning requirements if people are setting up retail cannabis stores. Last night we had an expert from the AGLC, who talked about the application process if you want to set up a retail outlet. Or we had someone from the legal, a lawyer who's an expert in it, and certainly providing those kind of answers.
The final Tuesday of every month, Mayor Chris Spearman comes in for the Mayor's Minute, giving you guys a chance to ask questions. And this one came in from Crystal. Investors, developers bought land along University Drive and Walsh Drive over 2.5 years ago to build a hotel and other services for the West Side. Yet the city and its administration has put roadblocks and delays for this development. Can you talk a little bit about that development as to what's going on?
I know nothing about it. It's an area structure plan. And really, the developers have to work with other landowners to bring forward an area structure plan. So it's not really the city getting in the way. It's really the ability of the investors to work with other landowners.
All right. So that's an answer to your question, Crystal. This one actually came in from Jim. And I know we're seeing traffic circles popping up at extreme rates here. It seems like there's traffic circles in new areas all the time. What's with all the traffic circles? That's what Jim wants to know.
Okay, well, traffic circles are a way of moderating traffic flow without stopping traffic flow. So in new areas, it's easier to implement traffic circles because it's very hard to put them into established areas once you're taking corners of people's lawns. And
yeah, exactly.
Kind of thing. But when traffic comes to a stop at a stop sign or comes to a stop at a red light, usually there's a buildup. And of course, the city's growing. We're almost 100,000 people, and we have to look at ways of managing traffic flow. So increasingly, we're using traffic circles instead of ways to stop traffic.
Mayor Spearman in the last Tuesday of every month for Mayor's Minute. If you have questions for Mayor Spearman next month, get him in by going to our website, cjocfm.com. Mayor Spearman, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jordan.